Why is conquering the land so important? Welcome to Shabbat Parashat Dvarim. Shalom everyone. We are starting the last book of the five books of Moses. And this is the great speech of Moses. Starting now, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to try to give his life messages, the real window into his soul, a story that will summarize the journey in the desert, actually even before that, into conquering and bringing us to the land. And in the midst of reading the parasha, you will see a very interesting factor. In many of the places, in many of the areas that we will summarize of places and wars that happened before this starting of the segment, you will hear stories as, at that place, I didn't allow you to enter because it was of the son of Lot. Or this place was the son of Esau. And that place you couldn't go because you need to pay to move there. We know that. In the journey in the desert, there were a couple of obstacles. Wherever the land, the people entered an area that wasn't supposed to be their area, they had to ask for permission. Sometimes they received the permission, and most of the time they didn't. And they had to go around it or to just continue and ignore it. This is a concrete decree by God. You don't go there. It is not your land. It is not your area. You're not supposed to do anything. When we read this, we surely need to understand why. So first of all, let's start one step backwards. In the mentality of the people, it is very important right now for Moshe to give the clear message about the land and about the process of what's going to happen there. You need to remember this nation came out of nothing. It's not a natural nation developed in an area with battles and wars. This is a community of people that came of slavery. They were the weakest people possible without any power. The journey in the desert started with miracles over miracles. It was baby steps into the understanding you're fighting for your liberty. How can you grow up from a statement of being a slave into a person that can fight for his right? It takes time. In the beginning, there will be wars with a lot of help of God. Then, now entering the land, we will have less God interference in visuals, only behind the scenes. So the first thing Moshe needs to educate the people is you need to fight for your right. Yes, you need to stand strong and understand no one here is going to reward you anything for free. But there's another perspective that needs to be learned here. God brought you to the land of his promise, and God takes care of all the people around us. What do I mean? I mean, these specific places that you're not allowed to enter emphasize a very deep truth that sometimes we tend to forget. The people of Israel in that desert and the people of the land of Israel and the state of Israel right now are not there to fight and conquer new territories. The word colonialism that is being often sometimes used in the area of Israel is such a bad example to describe what happens in the land. Colonialism came from nations that arrived somewhere and just for no reason or just for the sake of money and conquer and power took places that's not connected to them, that's not theirs. The people of Israel is the complete opposite. Even in the process of bringing us back into our land, God will emphasize, these areas are not yours. I didn't designate it to you. I wasn't planning to give it to you. Don't take things that's not yours. These areas are other nations. God takes care of everybody. And when you look at the land, then you understand that's exactly what happens here. And we're given the land because God wants it, just like he wants this area to be used by a different nation. This is a deep truth from two levels. Number one, we are not conquering something that's not ours. We're conquering something that was supposed to be ours. And the second thing is even a message clearly to Israel. Don't worry. God is taking care of everybody. He took care about the kids of Lot and Esau. Surely he will take care of his own children, the people of Israel. We cannot talk about this week's portion and just ignore what happens, or what happened 20 years ago at this week. Tisha B'Av, that starts Saturday night, is exactly like 20 years ago. I was a soldier at that time, entering the area of Gush Katif, the communities in the Gaza area that were evacuated at that time. 20 years ago, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon decided to do something that we are paying the price until now. He decided to debark, leave all the communities and all the IDF, take it out of Gush Katif. And I was a soldier at that time, and thank God I wasn't involved in doing anything like it, and it was a free Shabbat, a free weekend at home, and I decided to go and enter those communities and spend the last Shabbat in Gush Katif. I was in a community called Gan Etal, and I remember that Shabbat. I remember that Shabbat because people were looking for a miracle. They waited something to be changed. The fact that the date of the evacuations happened to be exactly Tisha B'Av was unbearable. It's a destruction once again. Probably with the person who opened the calendar to choose the date only looked at the not-Jewish calendar. And he didn't notice it was Tisha B'Av. And then Saturday night, the custom is to sit on the floor and read Lamentations for the destruction of the temple. And we were sitting there in the synagogue of Gush Katif, and we read Lamentations about the destruction of the temple, but we thought about us, about Gush Katif, and about the beautiful people that are going to be thrown away from their home. That episode in the history of modern-day Israel was probably the hardest one. The sights, the understanding that people are evacuating and taking by force their own brothers and sisters. The Jewish people are familiar being thrown away from their home. It happened to us in many decrees, in many places around the world. Never happened with an Israeli guy and a Jewish person having an Israeli flag on his shoulder. That awful week where people were thrown away from their home won't be forgotten. And 20 years after, we remember what happened because of that. We evacuated the area, the Hamas took over, and developed the terror land that attacked us on the 7th of October. What happened at that time? Ariel Sharon, the Prime Minister, was one of the biggest builders of the area of Judea and Samaria and Gush Katif, Gaza. What happened? And the answer, the simple answer is, they forgot the mentality of what we started with. God gave us the land. God blessed us with this territory, and God brought us to the land after 2,000 years of exile because He promised to do that. And when we are sitting and dwelling in this land, and it's not important if it's Tel Aviv, the area of Gaza, Beersheba, or here in Judea and Samaria, that is the only reason why we are here. We are not colonialists who came here to a territory far away to make a better life for ourselves. We come here after thousands of years of prayers to return to our land and to dwell in it. The story of Gush Katif reminds us, if God gave it to you, you should possess it. And if you're going to give it away, bad things are going to happen to you. And this week, as we're starting the new book, I'm praying and I'm hoping that the event that happened 20 years ago would be the last time ever we will see people being thrown away from their home in their land of Israel. Every nation has their home. Every nation is being blessed by God. And the land of Israel was given by His mercy to the people of Israel. That's the first lesson of the long-lasting ceremony and speech we will hear from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is your land. It's yours. Come and take it. Shabbat Shalom.